The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, we're coming to you live from Austin in Texas. We are here with Gateway to Europe. We're going to be hearing more from those guys a little bit later in the show. But my first impressions of this city is that it is a great city. It is a really happening city. There is so much going on. All the recommendations we have had thus far, though, revolve around beer, barbecue and blues and 6th Street, just a couple of blocks away. But listen, two people with me in our makeshift studio here in Austin who know the city much better than I. Pat Doab is the CEO and co-founder of Crushing Tigers, and Sarah Perry, who's a marketing manager with Dell Technologies. You're both very, very welcome. Thanks a million for joining us and taking the short trip down. Pat, you're here how long now?
Thanks, Kieran. 21 years.
That's a long time now, is it?
A while, yeah.
Yeah, lots of new... You were telling me during the ad break there, lots of new arrivals.
Yes, over the last 5-7 years, it's probably quadrupled in the number of Irish that's here.
And is that the kind of the lure of those big tech companies, or is it something else? Is
I'd
it
a kind say of a few combination of the lure of the tech, and then the word is out that the crack is 90 in Austin, the weather is good, and it's a good place to live.
The weather is good at the moment. It's lovely. It's kind of high 20s, maybe low 30s, a bit of heat in the bones. We haven't had that. It's been raining. You've probably both been home at some stage of the last year, but it hasn't stopped raining since the end of June last year, yeah. Much to the kind of the chagrin of farmers. Yeah. Sarah, how long are you here?
I will be here 9 years in June.
So. And you came out with Dell, is that
with
right?
With Dell, yeah, yeah. I was on an international marketing rotation program at Dell, and I came here for 2 years to complete that program. And then I got hired in another global role that kind of involved, I guess, the opportunity to stay on here. So I've stayed all
and
that time.
And why did you stay? What is it you like about Austin?
Kind of the things that Pat mentioned already, you know, like the weather is definitely a big thing. Like you said, you know, it's very wet climate at home. I went home last summer hoping for some sunshine, and I didn't really get any. I think it rained every single day I was home. So there's a lot of that. So it's a great city for the outdoor life. And I do a lot of running and outdoor activities. So I don't know if you've had a chance to explore the city much, but we have a really nice lake, lovely trail around it. Lots of good bars and restaurants and a nice Irish community and just a great community in general. So it's a very nice city to live in.
What do you like about it, Pat? You must like something. You're here 21 years.
Yeah, I'm an outdoor.
Or you must really dislike something at home.
Or must, no,
one
no,
or the other.
I mean, you come here and you don't tend to stay, and then you kind of hang on. Yeah, I mean, it sounds cliche to say the weather, right? But it is the weather for us, an outdoor orientated guy. Like to get out and about a lot. I guess we didn't realise the sun shone so much at home, right, till you come to a country where it shines all the time. And it is, there's a good community, there's a good vibe around the city, there's a good energy, it's good engagement, and there's a strong Irish community in Austin, but also across Texas. So that has kind of kept us ticking over the time and making good friends.
So who are Crushing Tigers? Tell me about this.
We are a company that sells rock crushers and mobile material handling equipment. All the machines are made in Northern Ireland and shipped out here, and we're selling them all over the southern states, making big rock small every day.
I thought you were about to say making big money. Jesus, he's really gone American now. He's
lost
that kind of shame that we have about talking. We're making a fortune, Kieran. It's great.
That's his Mikey crack. Big rock small, yeah.
Tell me about some of the sporting clubs then that you've been involved with here.
Yeah. So we set the Celtic Cowboys up in 2004. So 20 years this year, which is great. We started out as a soccer group to kind of just get the community together and coordinate. And then we evolved into the GAA and the golf. And we do a number of different cultural elements. We've done the Rose of Tralee, and we've done some dance events. And it's great. Then that's kind of broadened into connecting with some of the other cities in Texas, with Dallas, Houston and San Antonio. And that creates it even broader community and network, which is magic, really. So we have the GAA, soccer, golf, and a business element under the one umbrella.
And Sarah, how important is it, you know, in terms of settling down in a new city, that there are those kind of, I guess, Irish cultural institutions you can kind of reach out to, a little bit of taste of home?
really important. I find it's very important. I had been here about a year when an Irish bar opened across the road from me. So I don't know how opportunistic that was. But
that's they must have heard you were here.
But that's honestly, that's lovely because it's less than, I've moved since then, but just still in the same neighbourhood. So it's very close by. And you go in there and there's Irish music and there's a very nice community and a lot of Irish people coming and going. And just in general, like we have a nice group, Manon Aheron, so a lot of us get together from time to time as well. And, you know, when you're away from home and you don't have your immediate family here, that community and the friendships that you develop here become your family, really. So I think it's really important.
Yeah, I know people sometimes look down their nose at the Irish bar because they think about it in the context of maybe people on holidays and they just get off the plane and go straight to an Irish bar. And I can understand the criticism of that. But when you've set up shop and set up your life and you're putting down roots, It is not, particularly I think for the Irish, we do have a real sense of home and community. It's
for
nice
sure,
that you
yeah.
can have that, isn't mm-hmm. it, abroad?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
So the accent, do people find any difficulty with the Donegal accent?
No, I think mine has probably softened a bit, although when I talk to home and talk to people from home, it definitely gets stronger again. I think in general, because when I moved here first, people would hear my accent. You know, you'd be in the supermarket or somewhere and, you know, people wouldn't have a clue where your accent was from. They would just say, wow, you know, you have a lovely accent. Where are you from? And I think because, like we said earlier, more and more Irish people are moving here, the accent is becoming a little bit more familiar to people. Mm. But you'll still get people who don't have a clue where the accent is from. And, you know, I had one guy asked me quite recently if I had to learn English when I moved here, you know, so there's definitely different levels of people here who kind of understand the accent and who really don't have a clue about Ireland or where it is on the map, you know.
And Pat, that maybe, I don't say ignorance because it kind of comes with baggage, that word, but you know what I mean, that kind of ignorance about the accent or where it comes from. Is it more amplified in Austin compared to, say, we're going to Boston now in a couple of days,
yeah.
and they really wear the kind of the Irish-American thing on their sleeve, you know what I mean? So it's much more front and centre. I mean, historically, do you find many people here kind of giving you the whole kind of, oh, I'm part Irish thing, or is that less of a thing in Austin?
It's probably less, yeah. It would be less. There's an intrigue around it. There's an mm-hmm. interest in where you come from and what home is, and there's a lot of connection to that. But yeah, it would be less of, hey, I'm part Irish. You do get quite a bit of that too, but generally it's less of here.
Yeah. Texas. And again, to go back to the sports clubs as well, do you think, in terms of people who have moved out here in the time since, in the last 20 years since you set it up, do you think it's been kind of influential in getting some of them to stay?
Oh, I would say so, yeah. A big part of it is that sense of community. Our goal at the start was to connect the community that was here, but also create that soft landing for those that come in, whether they're coming from Ireland or another part of the country. So it's not just Irish that's playing. There's a lot of Americans playing with us as well. But yeah, it's a huge influence to be able to make friends, connect, find accommodation, find the right schools to go to, find some jobs, connect.
And yeah.
Some people even found their wives or husbands or whatever else, you know, out of it. So it's good in that sense. Yeah.
So the people are texting in, how have they not lost their Irish accents? It's mad. It's very hard to shake them, I find, when I go abroad, as one of our listeners. Go and see the state capitals, as somebody else, the Johnson Presidential Library and the Bullock Museum. And also, if you can go see a college basketball match, do that. It is very, very cool. What should we do, actually? I'm going to pick your brains now. What are the recommendations? If someone gets off the plane from Ballyshannon and they say, right, what am I going to do, Sarah? I'm here for a couple of days.
Well, I think you said already that you were told to go and have barbecue. That's probably one of the main things. That area that I mentioned around Town Lake is really pretty. And if you get a chance to go out on the lake at all, I know your time is limited, but that's kind of one of the main things that I would suggest. Within the city, there's a nice area, South Congress. The east side of the city is really nice. It's developed a lot. That's where I live. And it's, you know, it's grown massively in the time that I've lived here. There's, you know, like any city, there's the kind of the more sketchy areas as well, but there's a lot of really nice parts. And then I would say live music. Austin is, I think it's called still the live music capital of the world.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of really great music here all the time from like really well-known big bands. Like I think Madonna's played
tonight.
Madonna,
that's nice.
Or maybe it was Sunday and Monday. But in any case, yeah, there's a lot of great music and a lot of like smaller venues with really good music as well.
Pat, where do you direct people?
I'd say go to Barton Springs and
of course
jump in there. Right, it's like it stays there at 68 degrees all year round.
Oh, so lovely!
'twill cool you off, but 'twill warm you up, sort of thing.
Slightly balmier than the River Nore.
Just slightly, yeah,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, just a little
not
bit.
As turbulent.
Yeah,
not
less
as turbulent.
Nitrates
yeah,
and stuff.
You should be fine here. Yeah, and just get out, do a bit of barbecue is always important.
Yeah.
If you like a bit of karaoke, maybe go to Ego's or Latchkey.
I wouldn't inflict that on the people of Austin.
Yeah, no, Tuesday night.
I'd depopulate the place.
Yeah, Tuesday night's good for Latchkey for some karaoke, I believe. Not that I would be a karaoke singer, but we're just talking about it today. Yeah, just get around food. Food's good here. That's been a big development as the city has grown, is the food side of the stuff.
Well, listen, thanks a million, lads, for coming in to have a chat with us. Pat Doab is the CEO and co-founder of Crushing Tiger. Sarah Perry, marketing manager in Dell Technologies. 087 1400 106 if you want to get in touch.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.